భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ 13 Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daka. Puman Naivaiti Yad Gatma Vila Swargam Kato Yata Pratyak Damavida Iha Kim Asat Karmavir Bhavet Puman naivaiti yat gatva Vilasvargam gato yata Pratyak dharma vidho iha Kemasat karma virmavet Puman naivaiti yat gatva Vilasvargam gato yala yata Pratyak dhamma vidhap iha Kemasat karma virvavet Puman naivaiti yat katva Vilasvargam gato yata Pratyak dhamma vidha iha Kemasat karma virvavet Manavaiti yajyatva Lasagam gato ita Pratyak dhamma vidha iha Kemasat karma virbhavet Dharma vidha iha Kemasat karma virbhavet Manaiveti yad gatva Vilasvargam gato yata Pratyak dhamma vidha iha Kemasat karma virbhavet Matajis Puman naivaiti yat gatva Vilasvargam gato yata Pratyak dhamma vidha iha Kimasat namabhir bhavet Manai vaiti yat gatva Vilasvagam gato yata Pratyak dhamma vidha iha Kimasat namabhir bhavet Puman, a human being, na, not, eva, indeed, eti, comes back, yat, to which, gatva, having gone, vilasvargam, in the region of the lower planetary system, known as patala, Gata, gone. Yata, like. Pratyak dharma, the effulgent spiritual world. Avida, of the unintelligent man. Of the unintelligent man. Iha, world. Kim, what benefit? Asat karma bi. With temporary fruitive activities. Bhavet, there can be. Translation. Narada Muni had described that there is a bila, or hole, from which having entered, one does not return. The Haryashvas understood the meaning of this allegorically. Hardly once has a person who has entered the lower planetary system called Patala been seen to return. Similarly, if one enters the Vaikuntha Dham, Pratyag Dham, he does not return to this material world. If there is such a place from which having gone one does not return to the miserable material condition of life, what is the use of jumping like monkeys in the temporary material world and not seeing or understanding that place? What will be the profit? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.6, yat katvana nivartante tadama paramamama. There is a region from which having gone, one does not return to the material world. This region has been repeatedly described. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. Chaktva deham punar janmanaiti mameti soharjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. If one can properly understand Krishna, who has already been described as the Supreme King, he does not return here after giving up his material body. This fact has been described in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Puman naivaiti yad gatva. He does not return to this material world, but returns home back to Godhead, to live an eternally blissful life of knowledge. Why do people not care about this? What will be the benefit of taking birth again in this material world, sometimes as a human being, sometimes a demigod, and sometimes a cat or dog? What is the benefit of wasting time in this way? Krishna has very definitely asserted in Bhagavad Gita 8.15, Mam upetya punarjanma dukhayalam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsidim paramam gata. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this material world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. One's real concern should be to free himself from the repetition of birth and death and attain the topmost perfection of life by living with the Supreme King in the spiritual world. In these verses, the sons of Dukkha repeatedly say, Kima sat karma birbhavet? What is the use of impermanent fruitive activities? Puma naiveti yad gatva bilaswargam kato yata patyag dhamma vi iha kima sat karma birbhavet? Narada Muni had described there as a bila, a hole from which having entered one does not return. Daryashvas understood the meaning of this allegory. Hardly once has a person who has entered the lower planetary system called Patala been seen to return. Similarly, if one enters the Vaikuntha Dham, Pratyag Dham, he does not return to this material world. If there is such a place from which having gone, one does not return to this miserable material condition of life, what is the use of jumping like monkeys in the temporary material world and not seeing or understanding that place? What will be the profit? Om Ajnanati Virandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with a torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein the instruction is being given. What is the use of trying to find happiness in this miserable material world? Dukhayalam ashashvatam. This material world is a place of repeated miserable condition wherein repeated birth and death take place. Sometimes people think that we're trying to be derogatory or not so optimistic, pessimistic, because dukkayalam ashashvatam, because Bhagavad Gita says that this material world is temporary and miserable, but actually it's a fact. Any happiness that we experience in this life is very temporary, and the miseries go on and on and on. The happiness is temporary and basically is misery in this material world. We were the other day in the hospital office. They were putting us on a drip, and the technician was a young student, and when he put the needle into my arm, he made a mistake and forgot to cap the needle. So the blood was pouring out of my arm, which can still be seen, kind of like the fountain of youth. He turned around to get a Band-Aid or something, and I was in such shock. Maybe I was Krishna conscious a little bit, thinking dukkayalam ashashvatam, basically in shock, watching my blood pour out onto the floor and onto my jeans and my kurta. And I said, excuse me, excuse me. And he turned around, oh my God, I forgot to cap it. They put a little cap on the, what they call the line. And if they forget to put the cap on the line, your insides come out. Doctor came in a few minutes later. Why is there blood all over the floor? Why are you bleeding? I said, oh, the technician forgot to cap the line. And it kind of leaked there for a while. And he said, oh, yeah, yeah, that happens sometimes. Dukkayalam ashashvatam. Someone makes a little mistake, and you're pouring out your insides. Your life air is being sucked out from you. The doctor looked at me and he said, you know, you're not an old man. Why is it that your kidneys are in such bad shape? Do you have any idea? I said, I don't know. Some doctor said I had this disease when I was young. I had this problem, you know, hepatitis. Maybe it was this, maybe it was high blood pressure. He kept shaking his head, young doctor. And then they put me on this drip and left the room for hours. This is a true story. The telephone rang. It was in my coat pocket next to me. I was thinking, why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? Why me, God? This is a true story. I was very surprised. I looked over at the phone because I was just laying there for hours. And I opened it up and there was a text message. I don't get very many text messages because that's for young people. But there was one text message. And I opened the text message and it said one word, lust. And I was like, who's playing games? Someone came to one of our temple bhajan programs and didn't like my voice. What is this? I couldn't figure out what it was, and it was 501 area code. So after we were finished, I left the place, the office doctor's place. I was fine and went home. I looked up immediately what's 501 area code is Little Rock, Arkansas. So I thought, who's writing me lust? from Little Rock, Arkansas. What's going on here? So I wait till the morning. I call the number. And can I help you? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It must have been a mistake. I didn't mean to send it to you. Some African-American youth had sent me a text message, lust, while I was there on the drip. So I didn't think anything of it for a few hours. Then I was realizing the doctor asked me a question and shook his head and couldn't figure out the answer. Why is this happening to you? Do you have any idea why this is happening? And I was laying there thinking, why is this happening? What did I do? And a message from Krishna, from Little Rock, Arkansas. A mistake from an African-American youth in Little Rock, Arkansas. Lust. I was like, oh my God. Could it be? No, it was just some coinkidink. That was just some coincidence. But no. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kama Esha Krodha Esha, Raja Guna Samurvaba, Mahapapma Mahapapma Vidyanam Yavairinam. That it is lust, which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world, of the soul. That things are happening to us because kama, krodha, lova, moha, mada, matsarya. Because of the six enemies. Because of lust, because of anger, because of greed, kama, krodha, lova, moha, because of illusion, mada, because of intoxication, and matsarya, because of envy. Why is this happening to you? Because of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya. When I see this doctor again, his name is actually Dr. Noah Merlin. And he's no magician, let me tell you. And I will tell him next time, I know now why it's happening. Why this is happening? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. In short, kama, lust. Because of our attachment to this material world and our attachment to eating, sleeping, mating, and defense, the material world is dukkhayalam ashashvatam. It isn't that as time goes on, we get younger or healthier. These material bodies are made in such a way that as time goes on, they deteriorate. We're here, we grow for some time, we create offspring, we diminish, and ultimately we leave. So then, therefore, the Bhagavatam says, then why waste your time dancing like monkeys when one knows that this is the actual state of affairs? This is the purpose. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, out of great compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, in 1932, sent his disciples to England. We always hear that some devotees had gone before Prabhupada came to the West, but I didn't understand that it was in 1932, before World War I. Before World War II. A very precarious time in world history and a very conservative time in Western history. And devotees went there, three devotees went to London, and they met with the lords and the ladies and the big politicians and leaders of the time. Not so much with the common people. They met with lords, and even one Lord Zetlin became the president of the Gaudiya Vaishnav temple that was started there in London. But these lords, just like this Zetlin, Lord of Zetlin, who had been to Bengal, who was stationed in Bengal for many years as a marquis, he even questions Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in a letter that, can you make me a Brahmin? And when he was told to follow the regular principles of freedom, he said that it was impossible. No meat, no fish, no eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. And he said, that's impossible. The lords and ladies of the day, 1932, 33, 34, they found it practically impossible. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's mission was to approach the high class, administrative class of man, and to do something with the upper echelon of British society. Even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was met with Rabindranath Tagore, I think his name, and he encouraged him that actually England may not be the best place, that your disciples should go to Germany. There they're very eager for Eastern philosophy, spiritual life. So I think it was Bhan Maharaj in 1934, 35, went on a mission to Germany and met there with the Chancellor of the day, the Chancellor and leaders of German society in 1934 and 35, and they welcomed them. Actually, the Chancellor of Germany at the time arranged for different preaching programs and events for the devotees, or for Bhan Maharaj when he was there. And you'll be very interested to know that the Chancellor's name at the time was Adolf Hitler. Confirmed. Even Sachit Anoy was telling me their pictures in Mexican papers of these big German leaders offering obeisances in Vaishnav style during a program, a devotional program, a Vaishnav program. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disciples, and he had actually even empowered his disciples. He was still alive. And he said, you go there and you make disciples. Give them Harinam. He empowered his disciples to give Harinam Diksha initiation to anyone who was interested in England or in Germany. And a handful, I think three people, got initiation in England. Maybe a few people in Germany. But they didn't have very much success. Soon, World War II started. Hopefully not just because Hitler was studying Krishna consciousness in 1936. But a few years later, World War II was started. and Hitler became not such a favorable character. Maybe because he gave up Krishna consciousness then. Maybe we should look at it that way. We'll find out. But the devotees came back, and no one went from the Gaudiya Math so much to preach in the West for many, many years. If you actually analyze, it was 30 years more that Srila Prabhupada finally came in 1965. And at that time, things were very different. Srila Prabhupada, instead of approaching the lords and ladies, he approached the bohemians and the beatniks. Instead of getting a place in the high-class section of town like Ban Maharaj had done, and approached the Lord Zetlins and the Lord Fauntleroys, Srila Prabhupada got a place on the Lower East Side in the Bowery and began to preach to the... they didn't even have hippies so much in 65. It was beatniks. These types of persons that would go to coffee houses and discuss philosophy and maybe play some music and drink tea or coffee. And Prabhupada approached them. And instead of, in a brilliant fashion, instead of just trying to approach the intelligentsia, Prabhupada approached the common man, common lady. So much so that Prabhupada, we've often heard, went in 1967, I believe it was, to the Morning Star Ranch here in Southern California, where there were people living naked in the trees. Prabhupada's brilliance, they became Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Vishnu Jan Maharaj, Mother Labangala Teek, Hari, 7, 8, 9 devotees. They joined and became pure Vaishnavs. But Prabhupada, instead of approaching Lord Zetlin, instead of approaching the Chancellor of Germany, he approached Jagai and Madhai, literally. Naked bums living in trees. In trees. Literally, they lived in a tree. It's a true story. On a farm in a tree. They didn't even live in a house. I think Savas, myself, Manabhata, we lived in houses. These characters lived like monkeys in trees. And Prabhupada went and preached to them. Come down from the tree and chant. I don't even know if they came down. I think they stayed up in the tree and chanted and listened to Prabhupada. One of them, I think Vishnu Jani, had a flute. And he'd play the flute up in the tree while everyone was chanting there on the naked farm. Srila Prabhupada, out of his brilliance, approached Jagai and Madhai, and out of his great compassion and brilliance, and Krishna's arrangement, 1932 might not have been such a great time for spreading Krishna consciousness in the West. Swamis and gurus had gone to the West and fallen down with ladies in so many capacities. When Prabhupada came in 65, a Swami and a Guru coming at the very beginning of the hippie movement and the very end of the beatnik movement, it was a very opportune time. The Vietnam War, very unpopular war. Students were being drafted and were running away, and many of the draftees joined Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada even sent some of the draftees, draft dodgers, to India. Some devotees went to India to avoid the draft and to take up Krishna consciousness and not be drafted into the army. They had in those days a draft. I don't know if you can imagine. We were young men, and our birth date was put on a ping pong ball. I think all the men our age. And they went on TV and picked out the first 180 birth dates, and all those ping pong ball dates were sent to Vietnam. And if you were after the 180, then let's see what happens. Maybe we'll send you later, or maybe not. Arjita, what number were you? Because of college? No, I was in college. There was no deferment from... Okay, I was in the wrong... I was in psychology. They didn't really care about that. Plus, maybe I wasn't such a good student then. Mine was 320. But if someone was 160, then you had to go and fight in the war. So Prabhupada coming... And also preaching that these wars are a waste of time. Why are they fighting? Not in a political fashion, but in a Krishna conscious, spiritual fashion. Everyone wanted to join the Hare Krishna movement. It was brilliant. Brilliant timing. So the great saints and acharyas, out of their mercy, out of their great compassion and out of their great love for the fallen conditioned souls, their great compassion, they've tried, even from the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Srila Prabhupada was barely himself initiated. 1932, Srila Prabhupada was formally initiated in 1933. He met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in 1922. He was a young man, 25, 26 years old. But he didn't take formal initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta till years later, in the year 1933. By that time, some disciples were already sent to the West. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told Srila Prabhupada, he said, "You're an intelligent man. Why you don't preach to the Westerners? Why you don't spread Krishna consciousness in the West?" And he gave him that order that you preach Krishna consciousness to the persons of the West. Srila Prabhupada waited, prepared himself till 1965. He came over 1965. And by Krishna's arrangement, it had such a great effect. So many nice jug eyes and mud eyes living in the trees took to Krishna consciousness. So our business is the same thing. Why are you living like monkeys? Why are you living like animals? Why are you living naked in the trees? Take to Krishna consciousness. They're still living naked in the trees. Trust me. Me and Banabhata have gone to enough programs where we've seen the in the trees, playing the flute and whatnot. And it is a great opportunity for them to take to Krishna consciousness. Why waste your life for sense gratification? Waste your life. This material world is dukkhailam ashashvatam. Take to Krishna consciousness. Any questions or discussion? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
That's where I'll be.